This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Let's start out this morning by acknowledging that nobody doubts there was a COVID-19 virus pandemic. Well, some conspiracy theorists do, but then again, that's why they're called conspiracy theorists. They probably also believe we never landed on the moon. But all the same, there's no doubt we had a COVID-19 pandemic. Or did we? As time wears on and we remember hindsight is 2020, perhaps the reaction by government officials to COVID-19 was overblown. We're now seeing daily emails and other evidence that the nation's distinguished virologist, Dr. Fauci, wasn't so sure about anything relative to the COVID-19 pandemic. But many government officials, even to this day, hang on every word this guy says. Look, to be honest, Dr. Fauci changes his opinions and recommendations as often as I change my socks. It's become apparent to me that this overpaid public servant simply spouts off whatever he has on his mind today, whether science has proven it or if he just thinks maybe that's what he should say right now. The virus is not that transmittable. The virus is extremely transmittable. You don't need to wear a mask. It won't help you. You need to wear multiple masks to be safe. The virus can linger on surfaces for up to 12 days. The virus doesn't linger on surfaces at all. 6 feet of physical distancing will keep you safe. No, 4 feet. Well, no amount of distance will keep you safe. Public gatherings need to be abolished. Gatherings of 10% are okay. Gatherings of 20% are okay. Okay, gatherings of 50% are okay. But restaurants and bars must close. Restaurants and bars can serve customers outside. Restaurants and bars can serve customers, but they must wear masks to their seats and only remove them to eat or drink. Wait, customers can take off their masks altogether when they sit down. And on and on and on. Look at the states where governors finally said enough of the Fauci flip on COVID-19 restrictions. Notably, Florida and Texas. Compare them to highly closed states like California and New York. Not much difference there, is there? I believe that, yes, we did have an outbreak of COVID-19, but then again, we have an outbreak of flu every year, too. Certainly, COVID-19 was more serious than the flu, but isn't every strain of a new virus more serious until we analyze it further? The damage done by totally shutting down our economy continues to this day. Supply chains are disrupted and continue to be so even today. Retailers are hurting for inventory, and restaurants and bars are just trying to recover from their absolute closure. Prices are climbing for everything because supplies are limited, and the policies of the Biden administration are just going to make it worse. In conclusion, is COVID-19 a vicious and deadly virus? Absolutely. Did we need to totally turn our world upside down to defeat it? I'm beginning to doubt it. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.